Mary Jane was really an inspirational figure. She meant a lot to so many people. She was one of the original founders of Unity House in Troy in 1971.
Wow.
It was Mary Jane Smith, Regis Obojiski, and Peter Callahan, and they had the mission of moving into a low-income neighborhood to live among poor people to see what their needs were and see where they could help.
And how long have you guys been holding Mary Jane Smith Day for?
Well, she was a part of Unity House until she passed away 2 years ago. She was her role looked different through the years, but most recently she was a volunteer in our community meal, serving every Wednesday. So this is a way just to celebrate her, and you know, so for the pet, this is our second official,
yeah, our second annual Mary Jane
Day. Yeah,
yeah.
And what happens on Mary Jane Day?
So we invite volunteers, staff, anyone within the community to come on in to our front door building. It's located at 2431 6th Ave in Troy, to volunteer if they would like to help in a certain area, or to just come on in and have our community meal. We serve it 11:30 to 1. It's actually going to be one of her favorite meals, a spaghetti and meat sauce, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and we'll also have always a vegetable and some fruit or something for dessert. We strive to make nutrient-dense meals for everybody, and that meal serves sometimes as many as 200 people every day, every weekday, at our community resource center. So it's a big happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you serve lunch every weekday.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. From 11:30 to 1 mm-hmm. every day, and it's a wonderful volunteer opportunity. I think for Mary Jane coming in every week, it was a great chance to reconnect. People looked forward to seeing her mm-hmm. and being served by her. She would sit down and have a meal. But it's a really fun group in the kitchen. People can choose to volunteer to help with prep work, to help with the meal. They can help in the dining room. There's a lot of different ways to help. And we welcome volunteers not just on Mary Jane Smith Day, but any time of the year. It's really a fun gig.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's part of our community meal is part of our community resources program, which really has the most need in terms of volunteers for everyday service. That program really relies on the help of volunteers, whether it be the meal we just talked about, or our food pantry, or our thrift store and donation sorting room. There are a lot of volunteer opportunities within that weekday time.
Full disclosure, I used to volunteer at Unity House.
I know. We remember.
Yeah.
Every single day when I first moved to Troy and I was unemployed, and I split my time between the kitchen and the Restyle vintage clothing store,
yeah,
and the development department. And it was just lovely to get to spend the day with so many uplifting, kind people. And I did get to meet Mary Jane Smith a couple of times when I was volunteering in the kitchen. And she was clearly a special person, and it's really great that you are honoring her in this way. What are some ways that you are hoping people will get involved after they maybe come and spend the day with you tomorrow?
You know, there's lots of different ways. Of course, I just mentioned we rely heavily on volunteers during those week hours, and we have some volunteers that help, you know, a consistent, like Mary Jane did, a consistent Wednesday shift from 10 to 1 she would come on in. But there are some volunteers that don't have that much time. So maybe it's a once a month, or there are lots of different opportunities. And that's my job as the volunteer coordinator, to sit down with individuals and help them learn all about what Unity House is, but then try to fit in what they're able to do and what they would like to do into our needs.
And so you sort of find like a mutually beneficial scenario where they, yeah, can be contributing and also getting the most out of their experience.
Mm-hmm.
So for folks who are listening who are excited to become volunteers at Unity House, what would be the next step for them? Maybe even if they can't come to Mary Jane Smith Day.
Absolutely. So we do have information on our website. It's unityhouseny.org. And there's a volunteer tab right on there. It has my information, my email, and my desk phone number. There is a process application. I hold monthly orientations. The next orientation happens to be Thursday, May 23rd at 10:30 in the morning. And then I sit down with individuals one-on-one to figure out how they themselves can help, or maybe they have a group or someone that'd like to come in and help.
Is there one specific big need right now? It probably fluctuates.
It does fluctuate, and I'm glad you asked that. That's a really great question. For example, in the summertime, people think of food insecurity, for example, as a wintertime issue, but in the summertime, food insecurity really spikes because kids get out of school and they don't have access to maybe that consistent lunch that they were getting at school. For a lot of kids, the nutrition they get at school is some of the best nutrition they're going to get that day, so it's really important to have that resource. And then when school lets out, their situation is a little more uncertain. So our daily meal that we provide and our food pantry do sometimes see more demand, or I should say a different kind of demand in the summertime. Our community resources program really focuses on those life essentials that you really need, like shelter, food, housing, clothing. And so that really is the first point of services, first point of contact for a lot of people who come to Unity House.
So if somebody were looking to get involved in the kitchen or in the food pantry, what would their role be there? What could their role be?
There's a lot of different ways to help. And Melissa, you are a rock star volunteer, but not everyone needs to come in every day and do all the things.
Yeah, hopefully people have better employment.
Yeah. Yes, but we've seen people come in groups or in pairs, and they might do something like work on the sales floor in Restyle, the Unity House store. Mm. They might help sort through donations in the back room of Restyle. Mm-hmm. They might help assist shoppers in our food pantry. Our food pantry operates on a choice model where consumers aren't just handed a bag of groceries. They pick and choose what they want, so they can that reduces waste, but also encourages people to have that dignity of choice to choose something that their family will really eat and enjoy. Volunteers can also help out upstairs on the second floor in the dining room, the kitchen. They could even help our case managers with intakes in our community resources program. So there's lots of different opportunities. And one thing I love about Maura as volunteer coordinator is that she really works to help people find a good fit for their talents and their skill set and their time schedule.
Yeah, and a lot of people come in that are comfortable with direct service and working one-on-one with someone, but then there are people that come in that aren't as comfortable with that. So we do have a lot of behind the scenes, you know, in terms of prep or sorting donations, or there are certain days of the week that we're picking up almost 2,000 pounds of food for our food pantry, and just helping unload and load a truck is that need is so great. So really, there are things for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to point out to your listeners that we have a wonderful interview that I think Andrew here did with Mary Jane Smith.
That's right.
And we are going to dig that up from our archives and try to post it to our website and our Facebook page for people to enjoy. And I think it was just a few years ago that he did the interview. And I love how he really asked great questions of Mary Jane, and she was able to talk about Troy and her history and what she and her colleagues did. And I so appreciated Andrew did that and had the time to sit down and talk to her and interview her. She really was a treasure.
She was a special person.
Yeah.
And it is also worth saying that, you know, Unity House does a huge amount in the community. And even if you can't volunteer, if you recognize that and appreciate it, you always have the opportunity to go on their website and donate or send a check.
Absolutely. There's always that option. And then there are always things that our programs are in need of as well. And those lists are on the website, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we recently had a Girl Scout troop. They were so sweet. They, on their own, they collected toiletries, little, you know, anything you'd use in the bathroom, they collected them and put them in little bags. And then they put in sort of little luxuries, and they called them spa bags. Mm. And they donated them to us to share with women at our shelter for victims of domestic violence so that these women would have something on Mother's Day, because we do have a lot of mothers and children across our program. So that was really nice. And I loved how it was something they didn't even have to volunteer at Unity House. They volunteered on their own, and it was a project they came up with on their own and then gave to people in need. It was really sweet.
That is really sweet. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you want to speak to?
I guess just, I love how you asked about Mary Jane. And for me, the takeaway is that people might be inspired by her legacy of caring. You know, at the end of the day, you don't have to come to Unity House. You can go be a Mary Jane in your own community, and you can be inspired by her loving kindness that lasted a really long lifetime and just had so many ripple effects. And for us, I think that is really the spirit of Mary Jane Day at Unity House.
And I think a lot of what she did was just driven by who she was and didn't even think of a lot of it as a service, even just having a conversation with someone and making them feel like they were the only person in the room, that sort of thing is priceless. And you can't, it's hard to come by things like
that. Yeah, we need more of that in the world.